One, two, three. Father, we love you.
天父，我们爱你。
We come to you through Jesus.
我们靠着耶稣来到你的面前。
We pray for your kingdom to come.
愿你的国降临。
And let your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在这地上，如同行在天上。
Tonight,
今天晚上
we're here to glorify you.
我们在这里要荣耀你。
And we seek you.
我们寻求你。
We want to know you better tonight.
今天晚上我们想要更认识你。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I didn't understand everything.
我不了解所有的事情。
But it is not the first time.
但这不是第一次。
And I've actually had people in meetings stand up and curse me.
我曾经有过在聚会当中有人站起来咒诅我。
But you see, when you walk with God a long time,
当你与神同行很长的时间
you can't escape the power of God making you humble.
有一件事情是你没有办法逃避的，就是神的能力会让你变得谦卑。
So, you know, you remember when Jesus, of course,I had something else prepared, but we're going in a different direction.
当然，本来我已经有本来要预备了一些东西，但是我想我们现在会有一个不同的方向。
But we're going to do God's will, not our will.
但是我们要行神的旨意，不是按照我们自己的意思。
So, basically, what makes somebody false is when they want to do their will.And not God's will.
基本上，什么会使得一个人变成是假的呢？就是他们想要照自己的意思做，而不是要行神的旨意。
It's not if people get healed or not.
不管一个人有没有得医治。
I appreciate the testimonies.
我谢谢刚才有人做的见证。
But good testimonies.They don't have to confirm that I'm a true man of God.
但是我是一个真正属神的人，并不需要好的见证来印证。
The way Jesus taught, what makes a true... Well, he talked about true prophets, but I never called myself a prophet.
耶稣有教导过什么是真正的先知，但是我不曾称自己是先知。
And I don't think anybody here has ever heard me say that.
我想在座没有任何人曾经听我说我自己是先知。
But I have said I am a minister of the Holy Spirit.
但是我有说过我是在圣灵里面服事的人。
So if other people want to call me a prophet, that's their issue with God, not mine.
所以如果有人他想要称我为先知，那是他们跟神之间的事情，这不是我的问题。
So when Jesus taught,
当耶稣教导
and he said, you know, in the last days particularly, he said, let no one deceive you.
他说特别是在末世的时候，你们不要被人欺骗了。
So we have a personal responsibility.Not to be deceived.
所以我们每一个人都有责任，不要被欺骗了。
So, I've been walking with God for 53 years.
我与神同行53年。
And I have done my best not to be deceived by other people.
我尽我所能，不要被别人骗了。
So,I spend my time not deceiving people, but I spend my time making sure I'm not deceived.
我会花时间不去欺骗人，那同样我也要确保我自己不会被骗。
And Jesus taught of how to know what is not from him.
耶稣有教导要怎么知道什么不是从他来的。
You see, Jesus said concerning false prophets, he said, you shall know them by their fruits.
耶稣教导有关假先知的，就是说你们凭着他们的果子就可以知道。
What is the fruit of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵的果子是什么？
It's love.
是仁爱。
Joy.
喜乐。
Peace.
和平。
Patience.
忍耐。
Kindness.
恩慈。
Goodness.
有良善。
Faithfulness.
还有信实。
Gentleness.
还有温柔。
And the last one mentioned is self-control.
最后提到的一个是节制，就是自制。
So if a Christian manifests these characteristics,
如果一个基督徒显出这些特质，
to me it's very strange to call them false.
如果要称这些人是假的，那么就是很奇怪的事了。
When you walk with God,
当你与神同行，
and you want to get very close to God,
你想要非常的靠近神，
your will is the most important issue that he is after.
神他所最看重的就是你的意志。
Okay, so,We sing the song.
我们唱诗歌。
Remember, I surrender all.
这首歌的英文的歌词意思就是说我降服一切。
And tonight there was a line that we sang. We said, and we give in sweet surrender. See, surrender.
那今天晚上我们唱的诗歌当中也有一句，就是说我降服一切。
Now here's something.
这里有一点。
What does it mean to surrender all to God?
将一切都降服于神是什么意思呢？
Well, here's how I think.
我的想法是这样子的。
You can only surrender to God what belongs to you.
唯有属于你的东西，你才可以将它降服于神。
If it belongs to you,
如果这是属于你的，
then you're supposed to surrender it.
那么你应该要将它降服出来。
Now,
好，这个时候，
what does belong to us?
什么是属于我们的呢？
Well, number one,
第一点，
the earth is the Lord's.
全地都属乎主。
And all that's in it.
还有地上各地上所有的一切都是属乎耶和华。
Okay, so I can't surrender that.
好，所以那个呢，我没有办法降服给他。
All right. The way I understand the Bible,
我对圣经的理解，
everything that he has given to me or you, we have received it.
他所给你给我的一切都是领受的。
But,We are still like Adam.
但是我们还是像亚当一样。
God made Adam the manager of the earth, not the owner of the earth.
神让亚当治理全地，但他不是全地的所有者。
All right? Because the Bible says the earth is the Lord's and all that is in it.
因为圣经说，全地都属乎，全地和地上所有的一切都属乎耶和华。
So God put Adam in the garden, and the garden belonged to God, not to Adam.
所以神把亚当放在伊甸园里面，那伊甸园是属于神的，并不是属亚当的。
So our possessions, do they really belong to us or God?
所以我们拥有的东西到底是属于神还是属于我们？
Is my home in Florida, is it really mine, or is it God's?
我在佛罗里达的家到底是真的是我的吗？还是神的？
For me, everything that I own and everything you own, it really belongs to God.
对我来说，我所有的一切，你所有的一切，其实是属于神的。
Even if you worked for it,
即使那是你努力工作得到的。
Because if God didn't give you the breath,
如果神没有给你气息，
if he didn't give you the strength,
如果他没有给你力量，
you couldn't go to work.
你就没有办法去工作。
As I, particularly as I'm getting older,
特别是当我年纪渐长、渐老。
In the middle of the night, I'm alone.
在半夜的时候，我一个人独自。
Okay. When my when my second wife was dying of cancer,
当我的第二任太太她得了癌症快要死的时候
，there were a few times where she would fall down in the middle of the morning. I'd be asleep and I would hear a sound and I wake up.
有时候在清晨的时候，她摔倒了，我那时候正在睡觉，然后我就醒过来。
And fortunately for her, I was able to pick her up.
很幸运的，我能够把她扶起来。
Now I live alone.
现在我一个人生活。
I don't know how many more years I have left.
我不晓得我还剩多少年。
God knows when my He knows my last breath.
神知道我什么时候会吸最后一口气。
So I'm aware that even my breath, it belongs to God.
所以我深知，甚至我的气息、呼吸都属于神。
So if I'm supposed to surrender, what do I surrender to God? What is it that I own that I surrender?
所以如果我要降服于神，那么我到底拥有什么是我可以降服的呢？
I can't surrender my body because the Bible says it's the temple of God. It's not my temple.
我没有办法降服我的身体，因为圣经说我们的身体是圣灵的殿，所以这是圣灵的。
So I can't say, God, I give you my body. It's already His.
所以我没有办法说神啊，我将我的身体给你，因为身体本来就是神的。
It's the temple of the Holy Spirit. It's not the temple of Elias.
所以我的身体是圣灵的殿，不是以利亚的殿。
Now I don't want to condemn people who have tattoos.
有些人他们有刺青，我不想要。去责怪他们。
But I don't have any because the Holy Spirit never gave me permission to have one anyway.
但是我没有刺青，因为圣灵不允许我去做这样的事情。
I'm sure in the Old Testament,
我相信在旧约里面，
if an Israelite went to the temple and put graffiti on the temple,it wouldn't turn out good for him.
在旧约里面，如果以色列人他们去圣殿，然后就在那个圣殿的墙上涂鸦乱涂的话，这个会对他们来说是不好的。
So I don't smoke cigarettes because I don't want to put dirt on the walls of God's temple.
我不抽烟，因为我不想要在这个神的圣殿的墙上让它沾染了灰尘。
So my body is not mine.
所以我的身体不是我的。
I surrender all. Well, what is it that I own?
我降服一切，那我到底拥有什么？
The only thing I know that I can surrender is my will.
我知道我所能够降服的只有一样，就是我的意志。
So what makes a prophet a false prophet is What is his will doing?
所以是什么使得一个先知成为假先知呢？就是他的意志是在做什么。
If the will is seeking self-glory or self, anything for yourself, it's not from God.
如果他的意志是在求自己的荣耀，或是为自己求任何的东西，不是从神来的。
The will that seeks only to glorify Jesus, this is the true will that God has made inside of us.
如果这意志是要寻求神的旨意，那么这就是神放在我们里面真正是他的旨意。
So, when you live like that with God,
所以当你这样子的跟神一起生活，
it's difficult to be offended.
这样子你就不会被冒犯，不容易被冒犯。
The lady didn't hurt my feelings at all.
那个姐妹她一点都不会伤害我，让我觉得不好受。
Because I am crucified with Christ.
因为我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Galatians 2:20.
加拉太书第二章二十二节。
And I do not live.
我现在活着
But Christ lives in me.
现在活着的不是我，而是基督在我里面活着。
And the life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who delivered me.
我现在活的是因着神的儿子，他已经救了我。
So when you surrender your will,
所以当你降服了你的意志
and God has it.
然后神得着了你的意志。
What can you lose?
那么你能失去什么呢？
What is there to lose?
你还有什么可以失去的呢？
If someone takes my house, I say my house, if someone takes the house I live in,
如果有人拿着我的房子，我应该说那是我所住的那个房子。
God knows about it.
那神都知道。
So what is my decision?
所以我的决定是什么呢？
All right, God.
好，神。
You have something different for me.
你有不同的事情要给我。
There is a death inside to the world.
我的里面是向着世界死的。
And when you walk with God, you learn that your home is in heaven and you're dead to this world.
所以当你与神同行的时候，你就知道你是向着天上活，而向着世界死。
Success means nothing.
成功是算不得什么。
Having people like you or not, it means nothing.
人们喜不喜欢你也是毫无意义。
The only thing that matters is when you get on your knees in front of Jesus and you're alone, is he smiling at you?
唯一重要的是当你跪下来在耶稣面前的时候，耶稣有没有对你微笑？
So I live my life only for the smile of Jesus.
所以我是单单为了耶稣的微笑而生活。
I'll tell you a little story.
我跟你们讲一点小故事。
I was caretaking my first wife for 12 years.
我曾经照顾我的第一任妻子十二年。
Some people said, Elias, your ministry, it's so good now.You have the money. Why don't you pay someone to take care of her so you can still do meetings?
那个时候我的服侍非常的好，所以有人就跟我说：“那你为什么不找？你为什么不花钱雇人来照顾你的太太？那你就可以继续去带聚会。”
My wedding ring, I showed it to them.
我就给他们看我的结婚戒指。
I said, "You see this ring?"
我说你看到这戒指吗
？I made a covenant to God to take care of my wife.
因为我曾经跟上帝立约要来照顾我的太太。
I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to run away. I'm going to take care of my wife. I am going to take care of her.
我不会逃跑，就是我就是要来照顾她。
I made a covenant with God.
我跟神立约过。
And so for 12 years,
所以有十二年的时间
，finances were tight.
我们的财务就是非常的紧。
But I took care of her.
但是我照顾她。
And for me,
对我来说
，It's very hard to go out and enjoy life.
出去享受人生非常的困难。
One time I had a friend in the church, he called me, he said, Elias, can you come and have a cup of coffee? Would you like to have coffee this morning?
有一天，教会的一个朋友就打电话来给我，他说，哎，伊利亚，你今天早上要不要来我这边啊？我们一起喝咖啡。
And I just cried.
我就哭了。
I said, how can I leave my wife and just enjoy coffee with someone?
我说我怎么能够放下我太太，然后就跟别人一起去享受着喝咖啡呢
？Her condition was serious.
我太太那个时候的状况非常的严重。
She had a surgery, where she was cut 15 inches from the front to the back to remove infection.
她那个时候因为腹部感染了，所以她就开刀，那个刀从前面从肚子的前面到后面15寸长。
And they cut.Many nerves that affected her legs, and her legs couldn't work.
那开刀的时候伤到了很多的神经，所以她就影响到她的行动，她的脚不能够动。
So something happened inside of me.
所以我的里面就发生了一些事情。
I had to die to ministry.
我必须向着服事死掉。
I didn't.Hold on to ministry. I want to keep doing it.
我没有紧紧抓住我的服事不放。我说啊，我想要继续做下去。
I said, God.
我说神啊。
I will go. I minister to thousands. Now I minister to one. It's okay.
我说神，虽然我过去服事就是成千上万的人，但是我现在就单单服事我太太一个人，这样子没有问题。
I want your will, my will.
我想要。你的旨意就是我的意思。
I'm not searching for success.
我并不是要去追求成功。
Or more money.
或是追求更多的钱。
Or more of this, more of that. I just want to please God.
我单单想要讨神喜悦。
So something inside of you, it has to die.
所以你里面有些东西必须要死去。
Okay?My second wife that died in December 2024.
我的第二任妻子在2024年12月过世。
Maybe some of you saw her, Lori.
或许你们当中有一些人看过，我第二任太太叫 Lori。
Oh boy, I loved her so much.
我真的非常爱她。
Her death was very hard for me.
她的死对我来说很艰难。
When I was young, a teenager in high school,
当我在青少年在中学时候
I was shy.
我那个时候很害羞
And I'm still a little bit shy.
我还是有一点害羞
And many people don't know it, but before I come to do a meeting, I'm almost always nervous.
很多人不知道，那其实我每一次要带聚会之前，我都有一点紧张。
Because I'm not sure that I can do a good job for Jesus.
因为我不确定我没有办法有没有办法为耶稣做一个很好的工作。
So I say Jesus.
所以我就说耶稣。
Okay, I just have to agree with you.
所以我就说，耶稣，我一定要跟你对齐。
If you said I can do it, then I guess I can do it.
如果你说我能够做，那么我猜我是能够做。
And then I come and he's with me, and I'm so grateful.
然后我来了，他与我同在，我就非常的感恩。
So things inside of you as you walk with God.
当你与神同行，你里面的东西。
It's not just living the life.
哦，不只是你过日子。
But it's also dying.
而是要死，渐渐的死。
Things inside of you have to die.
你里面的东西必须死。
So that when God wants you to do something, you can say yes because you died to everything else.
好让当神要你做一件事情的时候，你可以跟神说是的，因为你已经向着其他的东西都死了。
The secret to overcoming temptation is to die.
胜过试探的秘诀就是死。
My wife.In high school, I said, "Oh, if I ever get married, I would like to meet someone who is a model."
我在中学的时候说，哦，我如果将来要结婚的话呢，我希望这个我的对象他是模特儿。
Blonde and blue eyes.
哦，是金发蓝眼。
When she was in high school,
那当我的太太她在念中学的时候
，she said.
他曾经说
I would really like to meet a Greek someday.
他说，我有一天真的想要去见一个希腊人。
In many ways, I wish I would have met her first, and she would have been my one wife, you know. I really felt she was my real wife.
我真的希望是我是很早就遇见她，然后就是一生就这样一个妻子而已。
So she died.
所以他死了。
How can I live as a single man and not be tempted?
那我身为一个单身的男性，我要怎么样生活而不受试探呢？
I'll tell you.
我跟你们说。
I've died.
我死了。
My body is not my own.
我的身体不是我自己的。
I only touch my body to clean myself or go to the bathroom.
我只有在要清理我自己的身体的时候，我才会碰，或者是要上洗手间的时候，我才会碰我自己的身体。
I have a covenant with God not to touch myself in any unholy way.
因为我跟神之间立约，我不会用任何不圣洁的方式来碰我自己的身体。
So if I learn not how to touch myself properly.Then every woman is safe around me.
所以如果我对自己的身体是这种态度的话，那么每一个女人在我的周围都是安全的。
Because I live the way I do, you are safe with me.
因为我是这样子的生活，所以你在我面前就是很安全。
This is dying. You have to die.
这就是死，你必须死。
If God wants me to get married again, He's going to have to resurrect.
因为如果神要我再婚的话，神就必须让我这个复活。
He's going to have to resurrect a physical desire for a woman.
神就必须让我对于这个女性有再次会有身体上的一个渴望。
So to be a false prophet is someone who has not died, but they.Exercise their own will.
所以假先知就是一个还没有死的人，他们是按着自己的意志在运作的。
A true man of God is dead to his will, and he wants God's will.
一个真正属神的人，他是向着自己的意志死了，他单单想要神的旨意。
Now, God is listening to me.Right now,
现在神正在听我说话。
I have to stand. There's a judgment coming.
将会有审判的日子来到。
I'm not stupid.
我并不愚笨。
I know that I have to stand before God.
我知道我将来必须站在神的面前。
For everything that I'm saying to you, even tonight.
我会为我所说的一切啊，甚至我今天晚上跟大家讲的话，都会在审判台前。
How can I possibly lie to you to protect myself?
我怎么可能对你们说谎来保护我自己呢？
So I am free when people hate me.
所以我是自由的，不管是不是有人恨我。
I'm already dead.
我早就已经死了。
You cannot offend a dead man of God.
你没有办法冒犯一个属神的已经死的人。
You know, imagine someone being dead.
你想象一个已经死的人。
And they're sitting in the recliner.
然后他们就是坐在那个躺椅上。
You light up a cigarette, and you try to make him smoke.
然后你就点燃一支烟，试着要让他去抽烟。
He can't smoke.
他没有办法抽烟。
He's dead.
他已经死了。
When you're dead,
当你死了
people can criticize you. They can call you anything.
人们可以批评，有可能批评你或者讲你的坏话。
And you don't even feel like fighting.
你甚至不会觉得想要反抗。
Because you don't care about your reputation. You care about the reputation of Jesus.
因为你不在乎你自己的名誉，你在乎的是耶稣的名誉。
So with the first wife,
所以我的第一任妻子
12 years caretaking
我照顾她十二年
One day I was driving my car
有一天我在开着车
And there was some traffic and I was going slow
哦，那个时候有一点堵车我开得有点慢
And a big truck behind me
我后面有一辆大卡车
Hit me
它撞到我
Now, when the truck hit me,
当那卡车撞到我的时候
I did this.
我就这样做。
No excitement, no shock.
没有那种没有很震惊或者兴奋。
So I looked in the mirror, I saw the truck.
所以我就看看那个照后镜，我看到卡车。
I said, okay, we're supposed to...go on the side of the road and then work out the insurance and the police and everything, whatever.
我们应该是要停到路边，然后就去看这个保险要怎么处理，或者是说警察要怎么处理。
So there was a gas station there. I turned into the gas station, expecting that he would be responsible to come in at least to say sorry.
所以我就开到旁边的加油站，那我也期待说那卡车也会。开过来，他至少说会道歉吧。
So I turned into the gas station.
所以我就转到那个加油站。
And I waited for him to come so we could talk.
我就等那卡车司机来，想要谈一谈。
Well, he just kept going.
他就继续前进。
And you know what I felt? I did this.
你知道我那时候是什么感受吗？我就这样子。
And I just went home.
哦，我就这样子继续开车回家了。
I wasn't mad. I wasn't angry.
我没有生气。
I just said, "I'll drive a car with a dent in the back."
哦，我说好，这个车子后面已经被撞凹了，我就继续开。
And as I was driving home,
当我在开车回家的路上
，I realized how dead I was.
我就发现到我已经死得多么厉害了。
And God communicated to my spirit.
神就对我的灵里说话。
He said,
他说
"Now you see, I'm getting you to where I want you.
神说，你看，我现在已经把你带到一个地步，就是我想要你在的，你我想要的样子。
There's two places where God will take you.
神会把你带到两个地方。
He will take you to places to minister.
神会带你去一些地方是要服事的。
And then he will take you to a place in the spirit where your will dies.
另外一个地方就是他要把你带到灵里的一个地方，是你的意志死了。
But,
但是
that kind of death,
那种死
it feels so good.
感觉很好。
It's quiet.
是安静的。
Did you notice that funeral places are very quiet?
你有没有注意过，在这个丧礼的时候都很安静
？Jesus had to shout, "Lazarus, come out!" He had to shout because it was so quiet in the tomb.
哦，因为耶稣要使拉撒路死里复活之前，他必须是用大喊的，因为拉撒路在坟墓里面很安静。
The Apostle Paul said things like this.
使徒保罗说过这样子的话。
He said,
他说
I die daily.
他说我天天死。
You remember the scripture?
记不记得那个经文？
What did he mean, every day I die?
他说我每天死是什么意思？
I think he was talking about some of the things I'm talking about.
我想他在讲的是我在讲的一些事情。
He was a Pharisee of Pharisees.
他本来是法利赛人中的法利赛人。
He had to die to that.
他必须向着那个死。
He used to hurt people. He had to die to that.
他也曾经伤害人，他也必须向着那个死。
He thought he was a big shot. He had to die to that.
他本来以为自己很了不起，他也必须向着那个死。
Now,Was he anointed?
他是不是有恩膏呢？
Yes.
是的。
In Philippians, there's a young man named Epaphroditus that he loved so much.
在腓立比书里面有一个年轻人以巴弗提，那是保罗很爱的一个年轻人。
He left Epaphroditus. He left him sick.
保罗离开那以巴弗提，那个以巴弗提还是生病的。
Did that make him?A false apostle.
这样子会不会使得保罗变成一个假使徒呢？
No.
不会。
Just because he didn't heal Epaphroditus, it didn't make him a false apostle.
只因为保罗没有医好以巴弗提，并不会使保罗成为一个假使徒。
Timothy, he called Timothy his son.
保罗称提摩太是他的儿子。
Timothy was his close disciple.
提摩太是保罗最亲近的门徒。
And when I read the scripture,
当我们读圣经，
Paul said, Timothy, don't neglect the gift that you got when I laid hands on you.
保罗曾经跟提摩太说，你不要忘记曾经借着我按手给你所得到的恩赐。
So Timothy got a supernatural gift from the hands of Paul.
所以提摩太曾经从保罗的手中得到了超自然的恩赐。
But he put his hands on Paul on Timothy's stomach, and the stomach wasn't healed.
但是保罗按手在提摩太的胃部，但他的胃却没有得医治。
Did that make the apostle Paul a false prophet?
这会不会使得使徒保罗变成是一个假使徒呢？
No.
不是的。
So if I pray for some of you and you get healed, you testify, we clap.
所以如果我为你们当中一些人祷告，然后你得了医治，然后做见证，我们会拍手。
Well, some of you don't get healed, so.
你们当中有一些人没有得医治。
Sometimes I'm true, sometimes I'm false.
所以有时候我是真的，有时候我又是假的了。
And if you think like that, then what you're saying
如果你这样想的话，那么你在说。
You're saying I'm the healer.
如果你这样想的话，那么你就是认为我是医治者。
We know Jesus is the healer.
我们知道耶稣才是医治者。
I didn't die on the cross for your healing.
我没有为你的医治死在十字架上。
Everything I minister,
我所服侍的一切，
it should be what Jesus has done for us.
应该是耶稣为我们死的，
not what I have done for you.
不是我为你做了什么。
Jesus said,
耶稣说,
He who falls on the rock,
那跌在磐石上的,
that's one way of being humbled.
这就是让人谦卑的方式之一。
The other way of being humbled,
另外一个让人谦卑的方式是,
is when the rock falls on you.
就是当那个石头扎到你的时候。
Okay. So now, if the rock falls on you, there is no hope.
如果石头扎到你的时候，就没有盼望了。
And that's judgment day.
那是审判的日子。
You just get crushed and you go to the lake of fire.
你就是被击碎了，然后去到硫磺火湖。
But the way we die,
但是我们死的方式,
is the Holy Spirit shows us things in our life that are still fight with his will.
是圣灵跟我们指出我们生命中还有一些东西还在那边对抗抵挡神的。
And humility is painful.
谦卑是很痛苦的。
Because sometimes humility is not just God humbling you. You make a choice to fall on the rock.
所以谦卑是有时候不只是神临到你，而是说你自己要做一个选择，你是否要跌在那磐石上。
And you tell God,
你告诉神
，God, I know you want this.
神，我知道你要这个。
I know it's gonna hurt.
我知道这会痛的。
And God says,
神说
，Yeah, it's gonna hurt.
是的，是会痛。
And you decide to fall on the rock.
那你就决定要跌在那磐石上。
And you submit your pride.
你就将你的骄傲也降服了。
You submit your lust.
你将你的贪欲降服了。
You submit anything that wants success.
你将一切凡是想要成功的东西都降服了。
And then success, how do you define success now?
好，那么这个时候你要怎么定义成功呢？
Success is no more accumulating things in this life.
成功不再是在今生累积东西了。
Success is pleasing God.
成功就是讨神喜悦。
You see, I am so free.
我很自由。
I'm so free.
我非常自由。
That even if you agreed with the lady,
即使你们的看法跟刚才在台上说话那个姐妹一样。
And never invited me again.
哦，再也不邀请我来。
And the word spread in America and in Taiwan and other places that I'm false.
然后呢，这个话说我是假的，这个、话就在美国、在台湾传开来。
I don't care.
我不在乎。
I don't care.
我不在乎。
I'm dead.
我已经死了。
I'll be fine with God.
哦，我在神的面前没事的。
Then I'll have more time to be at home to seek the Lord.
那这样子我就会有更多的时间在家里面寻求神。
People ask me, "Oh, you're going to San Jose? Are you excited?"
人们问我说，你要去圣何西，你是不是很兴奋呢？
I'm never excited to do any ministry. Excitement, I'm dead to excitement.
Oh, 我向着那个兴奋已经死了，所以我在我要服侍，我不会很兴奋。
And they can't understand why I'm not excited to go and minister.
哦，那人们不了解，我说，我要去服侍，为什么没有很兴奋呢？
Because my attitude,
因为我的态度
is I am afraid of God.
是因为我害怕神。
I love God, but I fear Him.
我爱神，但是我敬畏他。
He is so holy.
他是这么的圣洁。
How can someone like me make God happy?
像我这样子的人，怎么样能够使神快乐呢？
He's so big, I'm so small.
神这么大，我这么小。
So what you don't see is when I'm alone with God before the meetings.
所以你没有看见的是，在聚会前，我单独跟神独，我独自在神的面前。
Sometimes I cry.
有时候我会哭泣。
Oh God, I can't do this.
说神呐，我没有办法做这个。
Oh God, if you don't walk with me into the meeting, I'm finished.
说神啊，如果你不跟我一起聚会，我就完了。
I love you.
我爱你们。
The lady that criticized me.
那个批评我的姐妹。
I love her more now.
我现在更爱她。
I'm not mad at her.
我不会生他的气。
She doesn't know that.
哦，因为他所知不多。
How often do we have a meeting like this?How often do we have a meeting like this?
我们多常有像这样的聚会。
You might never have a meeting like this the rest of your life.
你有可能在今生你再也没有这样子聚会。
Most meetings, I think a lot of preachers want to teach you how to have a better life.
很多的聚会，我想牧师们都想要教你说你怎么样有一个比更好的生活。
Have victory and have success.
哦，就是你要能够有得胜，然后成功。
For me, dying is victory.
对我来说，死就是得胜。
Because then, my victory is behind me, and the victory of Jesus is the only victory that needs to shine.
因为如果我死了，那么我自己的胜利就在背后，而唯一会闪闪发光的是耶稣的胜利。
Father,
父神
，Thank you for tonight.
我们为今天晚上感谢你。
Thank you for what you permitted to happen.
谢谢你容许发生一些事。
We thank you for Pastor Tim and his righteousness.
我们谢谢苏牧师还有他的公义。
We thank you that your will has happened tonight instead of ours.
我们谢谢你今天晚上你的旨意成就了而不是我们的意思。
We love you.
我们爱你。
We worship you.
我们敬拜你。
Jesus.
耶稣。
We exalt you.
我们尊崇你。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Your job is to glorify Jesus.
你的工作就是要荣耀耶稣。
Right now.
现在。
Move amongst us and let Jesus be glorified.
现在求你就在我们当中运行，来荣耀耶稣。
We praise you, Lord.
主，我赞美你。
We exalt thee.
我尊崇你。
We exalt thee. 我尊重你。哦，耶稣。我尊重你，我尊重你，我尊重你，哦，耶稣。For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. For thou, Lord, you are high of all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. 谢谢。我尊 You deserve the glory. And the going to worship the Lord a little more.
我们还会继续敬拜主。
But there may be some new people here tonight.
但今天晚上可能有一些人是新来的。
And maybe you came hoping to get a prayer or ministry.
或许你来的时候，你期待要接受祷告或是被服侍。
Maybe for healing.
也可能你想要得医治。
So I'm going to ask God just to touch you where you are.
是，我就会求神在你所在的位置上来触摸你。
And you may want to just put your hand on yourself, you know.
所以你可以就按手在自己的身上。
You are the God that healeth me.
你是我神，医治我。
You are the Lord.My healer, you send your word, you heal my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. You are.
Oh.
欢喜前。
of it all. You're worthy of it. Sing it one more time. Then sing it strong. glory to God. Praise 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 God.